This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Independent Sector, working to lead, strengthen, and mobilize the nonprofit and philanthropic community at independentsector.org.
WCVE Public Radio HD. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his regular Monday analysis of the business and financial news. Hello there, Brian.
Good morning, Wayne. Our last report for October already.
That's right. The year is fleeting. Well, the stock market's still looking pretty good in comparison. 7 of 8 weeks on the upside on Wall Street.
Yeah, you'd have to say if you were a baseball player, Wayne, and you went 7 for 8, you'd probably get in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It was another decent week. The markets were up about 0.5 percentage point. You know, the scary months of September and October have been not so frightening. In fact, up over 11% thus far in the equity markets just since Labor Day. It was just 2 months ago in late August that the airwaves were full of doomsday scenarios, which carried names like the Hindenburg Omen and the Death Cross. But now technical analysts are much more positive on current trends, citing more cash coming to the markets from individuals and corporations. And they're seeing the price movements of certain securities beginning to accelerate up. It would not surprise some analysts to see a little bit of a pullback here around the midterm elections because things have been so strong. But the third year of presidential cycles, which of course begins in 2011, has historically been a very good one. So in general, the trend has been your friend lately.
But it is a period of changing perceptions, no?
Yeah, I would think that's right. I think that particularly applies to the way corporate earnings are being looked at here. The perception on corporate earnings has been was weak, but now it's getting better. In fact, it's been a very busy time for those corporate earnings results. They are one pretty good barometer of economic health of companies. I thought it would be helpful for us to review what we've heard thus far and spotlight a few individual companies,
sure.
If we could do that, Wayne.
Sure. And that word expected is
yes.
Is always a big part of that.
I agree. Basically, the earnings for third quarter 2010 have been good. Revenue growth is up over 8% year over year, and earnings growth is up over 30% from the same period last year. Now, about 80% of the companies have had what we call an upside surprise. And essentially, this is a very good scenario. A few analysts thought it would be this strong. So I want to look at a couple of individual companies, starting with Honeywell. Honeywell has seen a big increase in its stock price over the past year after recently reporting stronger demand for its airline and automotive parts divisions. And as you say, maybe more importantly, Wayne, the company raised its outlook for future earnings. So that's very good. Caterpillar, somewhat down after the last report, but mostly because investors are cautious about the company's plans to buy a German engine company for about $800 million. CAT's earnings, this is interesting to note, were boosted big time by strong growth in Latin America, so good overseas growth for them. Another one, KeyBank or KeyCorp, it's an Ohio-based banking company. They've been rising this year, but sold off a little bit last week. Their earnings came in at a profit of 20 cents a share this quarter versus a loss of 52 cents a share last year. That's typical of a lot of banks, also typical of many mid-sized banks. KeyBank reported fewer bad real estate loans than last year. Now, larger banks in general have been hit hard by the recent foreclosure crisis. But this week, Wayne, another slew of high-profile companies we'll be watching closely, such as DuPont, Merck, Kimberly-Clark, Ford Motor, Microsoft, and even Allstate.
Yeah. And you'll report back to us as to whether those earnings were better than expected.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Of course, there's always a lot more to the economic news than the stock markets, and I want to ask you what's going on abroad. Let's start with China.
Yeah, I think this is good for us to look at. We need to watch our overseas trading partners closely. China sparked a sell-off in world markets last week by surprising folks by raising their interest rates for the first time since 2007. Their government said that their GDP, their gross domestic product, had slowed, now slowed is the key word, mm-hmm. to 9.6%. Now, by comparison, Wayne's, ours may be 3.5 this year, so big differential. And China is putting much more money and effort into their struggling Western provinces. I noted that one of the hottest companies in China remains Baidu, which is a Chinese language internet search provider, which has seen very large increases in their business. Now, things are not so good in some places in continental Europe, such as France, which continues to see big riots over the government's plans to increase retirement age from 60 to 62. Transportation strikes are causing havoc all over that country. And labor unions are vowing to have even more serious demonstrations this week. By contrast, the UK seems to be making some pretty significant austerity measures themselves, cutting about $120 billion in spending, an 8% cut to the military, which is very large, and shedding hundreds of thousands of government jobs. Generally, Wayne, the UK is choosing austerity over further inflationary stimulus, such as the U.S. is pursuing right now.
Mm-hmm. We have just about 30 seconds to go. What's going on with the housing market?
Housing getting better, but still slowly. It's not in free fall like it was. We're seeing some areas of stability, but overall, existing home sales have dropped over the summer during traditionally high sales seasons. There's a big shadow inventory of unsold homes right now. We see that further putting price pressure on homes. And basically, it's going to be interesting to see how this affects banks' balance sheets and also consumer spending over the next several quarters, which we think it's still going to take some time to wrap up.
Very good. All right. Thanks again to Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management, who joins us each Monday morning at this time.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Brian. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Liz Povar in honor of her husband, Ted Povar, celebrating another happy birthday by supporting WCBE and NPR. The time is 8:40.